NBA and go into the NFL a little bit, since you do cover
Yeah.
the San Francisco 49ers as well, and I just want to get your input on that. Now, we do know they made headlines for, signing head coach Chip Kelly after he got fired from Philadelphia. Colin Kaepernick, we know the trade issues and trade rumors going on with his now guaranteed contract going into next year, and they ultimately didn't find a suitor. It looks like they're going to come back. He's going to come back. And, with the NFL draft. So what are your thoughts of how the Niners offseason went, and what do you expect them to be next year?
Hey, I love Chip Kelly, and if I say that in this town, people throw knives at me. They think I'm stupid. You tell people Philadelphia, Chip Kelly went 10-6, 10-6, and 7-9. His quarterbacks were Sam Bradford. His quarterbacks were Nick Foles, Mark Sanchez. He's had nothing to work with. He finished above 500 two of those 3 years. Won the division his first year. He made some idiotic decisions with personnel. He rubs people the wrong way. He's changed. Chip Kelly is calm now. He's not as feisty. This West Coast California breezy air has infiltrated his system. He's gonna be different this time. You learn something about yourself when you get fired. A couple jobs ago in the media, I got fired. I was drinking on the job. Dumb shit. Like, you learn from your mistakes, okay? Chip Kelly's gonna do that. He all along is wanting Colin Kaepernick. I think they're gonna be best buds. They look at each other and say, look, everyone's written us off. We were once great. Now we're not anything. This is a redemption project. I like the 49ers as surprising people this year. That doesn't mean playoffs, but I think 7-9, 8-8, if they get the defense turned around, they draft DeForest Buckner in the first round. They picked an Oregon guy last year, Eric Armstead, the same type of player, 6'7", defensive end, supposed to be a pass rusher, supposed to do a lot. Armstead couldn't crack the rotation. He was a backup for most of the year, just had two sacks. So it's kind of an indictment on that pick to pick the same player again in the first round. But I think Buckner's a lot better. You got to hope he's like the Aldon Smith. This defense needs a DeMarcus Ware, a Von Miller. This defense needs a pass rusher that can get home every time. I mean, that's how you win in the National Football League. It makes your secondary better. When you have a defensive end who's crashing in every time, you get picks, you get stops on third down. So that was the 49ers' goal there. They have needs everywhere, though. They don't have a receiver. Torrey Smith's their number one. He should be a number two on the best team in the league. Like, that's just he's a deep threat. So I like Chip Kelly, though. I really like him. Trent Baalke did okay in the draft. I mean, the middle rounds, you just never know. They took a lot of chances on some cornerbacks. They didn't take a quarterback till the sixth round. Give Kaepernick 1 year here, and, I mean, there really is nothing that was better than him out in the market. I mean, RG3 and him are about the same. RG3 is a little bit younger, way more injury-prone. So I don't have a huge problem with what the 49ers did in the offseason. They didn't use free agency at all. I think maybe they should have thought about Josh Norman. The 49ers have $52 million still in cap room. They didn't spend a dime. This Chip Kelly had burned him before. When he brought in DeMarco Murray and all these guys to Philly in free agency, it didn't work. Free agency doesn't work a lot of the time. So the 49ers are going to count on a lot of their young draft picks to come in and play and make mistakes right away, as opposed to paying Josh Norman $75 million. He's more of a proven player. I'm sure you guys are Redskins fans, and I hope it works out. But,
you have two Giants fans and an Eagles fans. Last things from Redskins fans.
I think their offseason, they got killed for it locally because the Warriors are amazing. The Giants win World Series. So the 49ers right now in San Francisco can't really do anything right. They're kind of everyone's whipping boy. But I like Chip Kelly. I think he's going to surprise people. This team's not going to be as awful as everyone thinks.
Now, when we saw him in Philadelphia, we've seen him basically explode Philadelphia in terms of he got rid of likes of LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin. So is there any nervousness thinking that, he might completely change San Francisco's team in terms of releasing players, getting new players in, and it might not work out such as what happened in Philadelphia?
He does not have that power here. So Trent Baalke is the general manager. He is in charge of cutting people and making trades and doing the draft. Chip Kelly, I think that's where he got himself in trouble in Philadelphia. He wanted to be the chef. He wanted to get the groceries. He wanted to do it all. Now he can focus on coaching football, specifically offense. And that's why I think he was attracted to this job because, like I said before, him and Colin Kaepernick are on the same page. Everyone's written him off. Everyone doesn't think they can be good together. They're going to have a strong bond. If they can remain really good friends and have a good relationship, I see this team surprising people. I really do. Chip Kelly has a bad reputation. He's changed a little bit from everything that I can glean from the situation. I don't think he was going to be cutting people like he did to Deshaun Jackson, things like that. He has learned from his mistakes.
Well, you know, I am an Eagles fan, so we'll see. We'll see what happens with that situation. I do agree with you. I like the, you know, theory you had on the fact that Kaepernick and Kelly are both kind of like people are writing them off and them having their own little redemption story together, you know, being on the same team. I do like that for, you know, Kaepernick going long term and, you know, Chip Kelly. If Kaepernick were to, you know, succeed in this league, it would be under a coach like Chip Kelly who kind of plays the same kind of system that he fits well under.